Nobel Prizes were awarded today. Among the recipients were scientists who helped develop magnetic resonance imaging and researchers who uncovered some of the secrets of human cells. Prizes for medicine, physics, chemistry, economics, and literature were given to 10 laureates in Stockholm, Sweden. Meanwhile, in the Norwegian capital, Oslo, Iranian activist Shirin Ebadi accepted the Nobel Peace Prize. In her speech, she focused on human rights abuses by the United States, and she challenged the West to live up to the standards it preached to the rest of the world.
In other words, countries which were themselves among the initial codifiers of the United Nations Charter and the United and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It is in this framework that, for months, hundreds of individuals who were arrested in the course of military conflicts have been imprisoned in Guantanamo.
Then Ebadi turned to her own country and her own religion, pointing out the difference between Islamic teaching and cultural practices that restricted the rights of women.
Islam is a religion where the first divine address to its prophet begins with the command to read. The Quran swears by the pen and what is written. Such an address and message cannot be in conflict with awareness, knowledge, wisdom, freedom of opinion and expression, and cultural pluralism. The discriminatory plight of women in Islamic states too, whether in the sphere of civil law or in the realm of social, political, and cultural justice, has its roots in the patriarchal and male-dominated culture prevailing in these societies, not in Islam.
As she closed her speech, the Nobel Peace Prize winner struck a note of hope.
If the 21st century is to free itself from the cycle of violence, from acts of terror and war, if it is to avoid repeating the experience of the 20th century, that most disaster-ridden century of humankind, there will be no other way but to recognize and secure every human right for all mankind, irrespective of race, gender, faith, nationality, or social status. In anticipation of that day. Thank you.
Nobel Peace Prize winner Iranian Shirin Ebadi speaking today in Oslo.